So good evening everyone, this is the Candid Show brought to you by host Krishna and we have got Shriram here as our co-host today. So it's been a very long time, so I guess about 3 months since we have uploaded any videos. So like due to very various reasons that we are going to discuss in today's episode. So like due to various reasons including Shriram getting affected by the COVID-19 virus and due to our semester end examinations and the lockdown restrictions, so like we couldn't find a perfect time to sit together and record actual video to upload. So like we also thought in between about recording the Zoom call, so like recording Zoom call and uploading on the YouTube channel. So like there was a way for us, but we didn't actually opt for that option. So like it wasn't best for us to do something like this. So like it will definitely it will affect our quality of our podcast. So like podcast is meant to be like sitting on a same place and discussing about whatever you are going to talk. So like that was the main thing. So like we didn't go into recording the Zoom calls. So like various reasons. So like mainly Shriram getting affected by COVID-19. It was a very shock to hear that he was also a victim of the virus.
It's been really difficult for this. At least the entire span during which I was affected by COVID was definitely a nightmare, to be honest. And I think I don't want anybody to go through what I went through, because even though it was a short while, because for an outsider it might seem that it was just a week or a week and a half, but those week or one week and a half were actually literally very, very bad, because there's always this impending fear in your mind that you'll probably die. Because I think that is in regard to any disease you get for, I think so. Because anything you might face, as soon as you go and get admitted in the hospital, you kind of start having these doubts and fears in your mind. And that is just simply amplified by seeing all of the people around you in the hospital. So definitely a very bad experience, something which I definitely don't want to go through. And we also know the third wave of COVID is coming in 3 or 4 weeks probably. And they're also saying it has much higher transmissibility and much more deadly than the second wave. So just a kind request to all of you, just to stay home at all times, and if you have to compulsorily go out, please double mask yourselves and please take care of yourselves. That's kind of like the thing which I wanted to say. Basically,
So today's episode is going to be like, we don't like to fix what is the topic about this video. So like it is going to be a random banter. So like we are going to discuss some random things. So like it is a very new try, I understand, but it is a very new try for us. So like the topic which I choose today to speak first is about you know what, the YouTube. So like the app of YouTube. So like whatever, you know what, I came across a fact about if the YouTube app kind of the function of the app kind of stops right now. So like if one person want to see all the videos uploaded in YouTube, so like it will take him over 80 to 90 years to complete the entire content present in the YouTube in the app. So like so much amount of time. So like so much amount of videos are present in YouTube. So like since it started, so like in 2005, right? So like from 2005 to 2021, so like it will take you 90 years of time of videos are present in the YouTube app. So like we can see that it has paved ways to many formats of videos. So like mainly YouTube at the beginning was to teach people how to do something. So like regarding anything like cooking or like teaching or like any other kind of sport or something, it was something that where the people can go and learn something. So like it was at the beginning, it was the usage of YouTube, but today now it has become an entertainment platform. So like which has created lives for many people. So like you know that there are many examples. So like many people are dependent on the money they get from creating content, so like putting their content in YouTube. So like it is a platform internationally, you know what. So like if you want to know anything, if you want explanation, or like if you want fun, or like if you want anything to kind of pass time or like use your time productively, so like YouTube is the only option. So like I think more than the usage of Google Chrome, YouTube has become so like a very dominant kind of social media platform in this century.
You know, I think like the bottom line or whatever Krishna told, to like kind of like sum up what you told, I think YouTube has kind of transformed from just kind of like a website or just a place where you go and see videos, to it has come like kind of like manifested itself into kind of like a behemoth right now, because you can literally earn money off of YouTube. So before, if you told the same statement about 10 years ago to a random person, that you could actually make have a livelihood out of YouTube, it just seems ridiculous, to be honest, because you just sit at your home, you record a bunch of your videos, you be authentic to yourself, you do not need to fake anything, And as soon as that, even obviously the path is not simple. The point which I'm trying to convey here is that there is actually a way for you to sit at home and make money, even though there are a lot of things like that. And the amount of content which you have on YouTube is absolutely crazy, to be honest. Yeah. And the fact which you told definitely blew me away, because like 90 years is just massive. Because imagine, so this 90 years, I probably think...
Yeah, without a break, right?
So exactly.
Without a break, if you sit and watch all the videos, it will take you about 90 to 100 years. It is very crazy to know how much of the content is present in the app in your phone. So like, it is very crazy to know.
I think obviously all of this kind of boils down to the fact that anybody can create videos anytime at their home, right? You don't need to have any big equipment. You don't need to have this big camera setup. You just need a simple phone. You just record stuff and you post it. So it's as simple as that. Basically equivalent to an Instagram equivalent, but much more higher quality, I suppose. Yeah. So it's definitely not shocking that you can actually do so much with YouTube. And again, and especially in the education sphere alone, if you think about it, I think the education sphere probably kind of like dominates YouTube, because you can literally earn college, like a basic a virtual college degree, for example. You don't need to go to college. You like, especially the education aspect of it is something which I really like with YouTube, and something which you, that's what YouTube is really famous for, I suppose, because a lot of these content creators, a lot of these people, a lot of these organizations have kind of built up their company, their startups, basically by using YouTube as a medium. So it has kind of transformed from just a simple website to something which you can actually earn from. So that's actually really amazing, to be honest. So that was something which I want to talk about. And next, moving on to kind of like the social media idea, we especially like talking about social media because there's like so much aspects to talk about. So in particular today, I'm kind of like, I don't want to kind of like discuss about the aspect of influencers, or like, why do influencers exist? Like, why did that thing even came up? Because Instagram, as you like, in the beginning of Instagram, it was just a website where you used to post content. You just post your photos and you just react to people. It was just like any other social media platform, just like Facebook. So why did it blow up? Why there was such a big growth in Instagram, even though Reels did come recently and that did hike up, boost up their usages a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So I think the main reason why social media, especially kind of like Instagram, is literally floating right now, or kind of like exploding up in margins, I think is primarily because of the idea of influencers. Because obviously influencers, kind of the basic idea of influencer, at least in my opinion, is someone who kind of has a very good following and kind of inspires their followers, or kind of like pushes their followers in some cases to buy a product. That's it. It's as simple as that. It's just marketing, but kind of like a much more direct sort of a marketing, where you directly communicate with the person. Even you have a very good set of audience built up, so you talk to them, you have frequent interaction. So a very good form of marketing, in my opinion, also compared to the others. So like, I don't know, like, how does one become an influencer, right? Because I don't think there is any way for you to actually like do this, do that, get this, do that, post a lot. I don't think there's like a path to being an influencer. Even we could be influencers right now, I think. So the idea which kind of like confuses me is, how do people actually become influencers? Like, what do you have to do? So do you have to be much more extroverted you have to be, or do you have to keep interacting with your fans, or do you have to post content on an everyday basis? So kind of like the idea of influencers which coming up is definitely seems very unique to me, to be honest.
Yeah, and also on Instagram, right? So like, there are many influencers, so like beauty products, or like any other products or sports items, so like headphones or like digital gadgets. So like, there are many kind of influencers who brand, or like they kind of publicize the various products they have. So like, I think the main reason the influencers are famous because is that they actually kind of give offers to their products, and they kind of you know what, so like they kind of want their audience or like their followers to buy the products they have by giving a various amount of offers. So like immediately, so like, you know what, so like every week they post like it is 40 or 50% offer, so like you have to buy, the time is running. So like, all these kind of formats, or like all these kind of ideas, are the main thing that influencers use to make a customer buy their products. So like, I think that influencer, the job of influencer is difficult, but also, you know what, so like, I don't think most of the famous, or like most of the well-known influencers aren't the only ones managing their kind of Instagram account, or like their company, or like what they do, or the job they do. So like, I think there is a team behind the influencers kind of working on their selling of their product.
But it is really amazing, fascinating to think that you could literally market anything with your audience by just being yourself. Because again, they don't, influencers need not have any big kind of props with them. They just need to make just simple content which they portray themselves and the product which they like and just simply market it. So I think it's a very excellent form of marketing, and obviously I think it is going to grow. In the coming years, because as soon as marketing industries keep expanding, as soon as social media keeps blowing up, same Facebook, I think. So Facebook also has similar kind of ideas where there is Facebook ads, there is a separate section, there's a job opportunity right now, especially to manipulate Facebook ads to display the right kind of Facebook ads to the audience. So the entire social media platform of kind of like the marketing side of social media, I think it has really grown at least in the last 5 to 6, I think so. Yeah.
And also the story and reels kind of help the influencers kind of getting more kind of views, or like in terms of more fans, so like to like more followers to their page. So like that was about the influencers. And the next thing I want to discuss is about how the technology kind of drives you to how it spoils you, spoils one's mind. So like in this century, so like we know that technology is only present in this century. So like after 2010 only, I think drastic change in the smartphones or like technology kind of the graph grew. So like the introduction of technology paved way to many of them kind of using it in a positive way, but also it has become a medium of distraction for many people, especially so for teens or like kids. So like they spend more time on the technological devices, so like they get spoiled by it. So like at a stage it has become an addiction. So like before and all, you know, the addiction problem will generally be about drugs or like anything else. So like it has now become technology, which is kind of a addiction to all the new generation now. So like technology is something that we have to use it very usefully. So like we have to use it in a such a way that we kind of learn something from it. So like we can use it for entertainment, but there is a limit for it. So like we shouldn't cross our limits, so like it will turn into a very big distraction, and it will kind of it will have various consequences both on the health and on our career or anything else. So like getting addicted to it is something that is a very, very big problem that we have to sort it out in this period of time. So like
the problem, I think, especially with what you told, or like the general argument against, is that there's a very difficult to kind of like law a fine line between what is overusing and what is using it for appropriate reasons, right? Because again, you cannot exist without technology. It is just like a part of your everyday life, I think. So it is not even like separate entities, because without it, you just cannot live. Like every aspect of your life is connected to your mobile phone, is connected to technology in some way or the other. So isolating yourself is obviously not possible. And either completely going away or kind of like overusing it is probably the only option which you have right now, because using it for the correct amount or kind of like setting an appropriate limit as to this is the limit you have to use. So electronics in the sense is very difficult, because again, completely surrounded by it, so you are forced to kind of get delved into this world. So I think honestly, from this point, we should stop considering technology as a distraction and rather just an environmental factor, to be honest, because it is something which you just cannot escape out of, just like other environmental factors which are around us. It is just something which you are going to live with from now onwards, and obviously moving forward it is going to only get even worse. So I honestly think we should kind of change our mentality towards technology being a kind of like a bane to all of us. Instead, we start to think that, okay, it is there. Okay, what can I do? So what are the alternative resources, or what are the things which I can kind of do to reduce my effect, or rather to cope up with my excessive usage of technology? So that's again a very big sphere again. So obviously this kind of needed to be talked about. We need to talk about this, because again, as moving into the future, excessive usage is going to be there. But let's try our best to maybe find some ways to use it less, I guess.
Yeah.
So there's one more thing which I wanted to talk about, and this is, I think, completely off topic to what we were discussing right now. But me and Krishna actually talked about this kind of like 2 or 3 months before, but we literally had to drop it because there wasn't a lot of content in this to speak about it for an entire episode. So you know the idea of free will, right, Krishna? We've talked about this for so much time. We had a discussion also. We talked about this for such a long time. We were arguing with us for kind of like half an hour or so, but we could not come at any consensus. Rather, we could not able to kind of like put it into an entire episode, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll try to crush this as small as possible, because I think, especially I have read about this idea, and this is extremely a vast concept. A lot of variables are involved. So like the basic idea of free will, at least in my opinion, or like the most fundamental definition of free will, is that any action which you do which goes against yourself, or any action which you freely do of your own volition. For example, if I want to go jump off a building, I can easily go jump off a building. That is an action which I choose to do myself. But there is a very small confusion here, because when you think about it,
If you go and ask any person for that instance, he will tell what I told now was instead free will. Because you can go right now and jump off a building. No one is going to stop you. But there is this idea which people generally tend to forget is that we as humans all have certain restrictions. Because human beings all around us, we are kind of surrounded by this laws of nature, right? Obviously, yeah. There are prefix laws of nature which we cannot overcome. Obviously, we cannot fly now. So that is basically because the physical laws of nature restrict us to do so. So the idea of free will is that you should not confuse free will with just freely willed actions. That is just not the case. The basic idea of free will is that you have freedom in choosing the behavior you want to do. For example, you can jump right now. I can go and leap there. I can think. So all of these actions come under free will. So the misconception which happens is that people generally associate free will to any action which is possible. It's not that way. So the idea of free will, at least in my, what I understood is that it is represents the freedom of behavior which you can exhibit, because I think we as human beings, compared to the rocks and compared to non-living things, obviously have a lot more things to do, a lot of range of motions to exhibit. So I think the idea of free will should be kind of interpreted in this way, rather than kind of thinking that anything you can do is possible. I think that's not how you interpret free will, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, as you told, that free will is something that if you know, like, I can do something, I can jump off this building, I can do anything, I can I can do anything according to my freedom. But free will is something that you can change with your surroundings, or like what else you have control on. So like, I don't think that you can do anything. So like, doing anything is not free will. So like, according to you, so like your surrounding, I can't go and just jump off the building. So like, I have an option, but I can't. So like, because I have a sense about it is a very harmful job to do. So like, it is very harmful task. So I won't do such task. But you know what else I have control on, I can do. So like, I can now quit studies and I can do YouTube as a full job. I can stream games, or like anything is under my control. So like, I think everything boils down to the fact that it is kind of about you who are going to decide what you are going to do. So like, what else, you can do anything, but it is all under your control whether to let it loose or not. So like, whether do anything according to your mind. So like, what it says. So like, everything is under our control. That is what I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess as Krishna told, I think it all boils down to that fact. But I think one fundamental observation which I made out of the studies just doing about free will is that I think it does not exist. Free will is something which, if you want to believe in free will, you're good to go. You are a very hopeful person. I do appreciate you for it. But in physicality, if you think the world in terms of physics, if you looked at the world just for what it is, because we are people at the end of the day made up of particles, right?
Yeah.
Our brain is just a bunch of particles put together in just an ordered fashion. That's it. So all of the particles in the nature have to observe a fixed law, right? Just like that, we are also the same thing. But the only difference between a rock and us is that a rock cannot move. A rock does not absorb stimulus from the outside.
Yeah.
But we as humans absorb all kind of external and internal stimuli within us. So that is the aspect of free will which you have to understand here, rather than what I was previously telling. So I guess anything else you want to talk about, Krishna? This is what we planned for today, I guess.
Yeah, this is what we have planned for today, and I guess nothing more else is there to discuss. So like, it was a very new try for us to discuss about random things in
Definitely.
This episode. So like, if you like, please kind of comment in the YouTube comment section to
Definitely.
Let us know about how this kind of format works. So like, if we know something like a feedback about what we are doing, right? So like, we will have an idea about doing this further on. So like, if you don't like the idea, or like if you have any kind of suggestion or criticism, you can freely comment in the YouTube comment section. So like, we will be very active from now on. So like, even if unexpected situation is happening, so like, even if something kind of prohibits us to come and sit in a close place and record videos, even if something like that happens in the future, we make sure that we will not take a very long break like what we did now. So like, we will be kind of at least trying to upload our content
basis.
On a regular basis, even on Zoom call. There is no other way to go, but we will make sure that we will keep recording, or we will keep uploading the kind of videos regularly. And we have also kind of introduced new ways about promoting our content. So like, in terms of Reels and YouTube Shorts, so like, we have kind of planned it. So like, you will of course see the Reels of this video also probably in Instagram, so like,
yeah,
in coming days. So like, it is also a very new thing that we haven't tried yet. So like, I think you all like it, and make sure you listen to us on all the social media platforms. We give the link in the description, so like mainly on Spotify, Anchor, and please make sure you read our content on WordPress. So like we are decided to make WordPress, so like blogs about whatever the informative content we make. So like so yeah, that is the end of today's episode. So like and subscribe to our channel. So thank you for listening. Yeah,
thank you all.